Brian McTavish is here talking about Mayan calendar bashes.
We will get to that. Let me just say, felt like the end of the world on the Broadway Bridge a few minutes ago.
I bet that's right.
Yeah,
a little slow getting here today.
I'm telling you, I was the car that got to go, the last car that got to go before the salt trucks.
Ooh.
Heading south over the bridge.
So the fact you're here is a little bit of serendipity here.
It's providence. I think it's proof the world is not going to end on Friday.
Yeah, okay.
Because it wouldn't have let me here if it was. It's the Mayan calendar countdown. It's the final countdown. Do you think that the world is going to end on Friday?
I'm a little mixed on it, but I'm betting not. Yeah.
That means you're not out of your Mayan.
Yeah.
Thank you. The peanut gallery approves.
There you go. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Lots of parties.
Yeah, lots of parties. Let's pick a few just for fun. The one that caught my attention is the Celebrity Apocalypse at 7 o'clock Friday night at the Fish Tank Performance Studio downtown, 17th and Wyandotte.
Yeah.
This sounds like fun. You've got David Wayne Reed, Bess Wallerstein, and Heidi Vann literally bunkering down because they are going to portray famous or infamous celebrities who will survive the forthcoming big Iris closure.
What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept. Courtney Love will be there. Lindsay Lohan will be there. Stevie Nicks will be there. And somebody named Brinsey Cardleton will be there, who is some kind of amalgam, shall we say, of Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan. And
I love it. You're still out of breath from running into the studio, aren't you?
No, it's the natural tension I feel when I have to duel with you on the air. No, it's crazy. Play some music in a hurry. No.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. So, and then we also have, just for fun, it's the End of the World Party at 7 o'clock Friday at the Arts Asylum at 9th and Troost, also downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And the Longest Night Ball, 9 o'clock Friday at the Metropolitan Ensemble Theater at 36th and Main.
Those all sound like fun.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Tell us about SantaCon 2012.
Oh, Gene Autry, wherever you are, I'm smiling. You make me smile. You make my heart warm.
Yes.
Assuming we do survive Friday night, and I'm thinking we will, Saturday night there's SantaCon 2012. How many Santas does it take to help out big brothers and big sisters of Kansas City? About 300.
300.
Because
Santa-suited pub crawl.
Santas will fit on the SantaCon 2012 bus. Right. So basically, if you want to be in the Santa-suited pub crawl, Martini Corner, Westport, Waldo, kicks off at 6 o'clock Saturday. Get your $40, go to Kelly's in Westport from 4 to 6, register, be part of the red-suited frivolity. Even naughty Santas can play.
All right.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
What do we got here?
We got Mr. Grinch, another holiday icon. Thank you, Dr. Seuss, for that. Such a wonderful embodiment of holiday time redemption. But if you want to take the family and celebrate the Grinch, who actually does figure out that, you know, the spirit of Christmas is more important than his green envy, right, of others who enjoy themselves, go to Whoville Holidays. Have your photo taken with the Grinch. If you dare, get on his lap. Or push someone on it and take a bad photo and torture them on Facebook. Whatever you want to do. 10 to 11:30 in the morning on Saturday. Take a break. Then 1:30. Then from noon to 1:30 Saturday. Just get there Saturday. City Market, late morning, early afternoon. It's free. They have Who Fun things to do, and bring food for harvesters and an unwrapped toy for the Salvation Army, and you will have done your part.
And as always, all Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
And that is the one and only Martina McBride.
Who else would it be?
And one of your country music picks.
Yes, I've kind of gotten into what some people might hear think is a rut, but I think is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
I try to bring a little country with me.
A little country.
I'm about as country as as you are, Steve, and yet something and works
yet
for me.
Something's working for me there. Deep inside.
I think it's Martina's smile. That's what's working for me. Martina McBride's Joy to the World Tour Country Music Christmas Concert at 8 o'clock Thursday. That's tonight at the Midland Theater.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this is like the one. I mean, you're going to get it all. Let It Snow. She has a 12-piece stringed orchestra. The Christmas song, Winter Wonderland. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And she'll do this one's for the girls, that great You Can Do It Gals song of hers, that big hit.
That's Martina McBride tonight.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Well,
what is all
you
this?
You say that as if you don't have that sheet of paper, right?
I know, but there's so many things that's part of this.
You rely on my canny interpretation.
Mark Sutherland and Peregrine. And...
Okay, taking nothing away from the Nutcracker as done by the Kansas City Ballet and the Kansas City Symphony, we have a different Nutcracker, a darker Nutcracker. Not too dark, but darker. Owen Cox Dance Group doing the Nutcracker and the Mouse King. It's Saturday. It's at 8 o'clock. It's happening at the Folly Theater at 10th and Central. But it's crazy. You've got 15 musicians from the People's Liberation Big Band. You have a horn player, Mark Sutherland, who calls himself a horn sculptor.
He's terrific.
He's terrific. And he hardly looks like he's trying. That's why it's so terrific. Such great sounds come out. Students from the Paseo Academy of the Performing Arts. It's all going to be Nutcracker Fun, Folly Theater, 8 o'clock Saturday night.
And that is Brian McTavish. Thanks, buddy. Great list.
I think the bridge is clear now. I think the Broadway bridge has been de-iced.
Yeah. All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Tomorrow on the show, our local music show returns with a look at the best local music of 2012. Plus, commentator Victor Wishner returns with our latest installment of A Fan's Notes. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman and Danny Alexander. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.